There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
You've joined us at a good time because we have got a famous comedian in the studio, Louis Ramey. Is that how you introduce yourself? Like, if I was to meet you in a cafe and went, what do you do? Do you go, I'm a famous comedian?
Yes, I keep a pocket full of confetti just for those situations.
What do you say if people ask?
When people ask, what do I do?
Yeah, I mean, in America, I'm guessing everyone knows you. But when you travel, when people do that inevitable, what do you do?
Well, if it's a 8-hour flight, I tell them that I work lighting. I put lighting fixtures.
Is that what you say?
Yes. I do not want to have a conversation. Oh, you're a comedian.
Tell us a joke.
Have you met Robin Williams? Do you know Eddie Murphy? Yeah, I just tell them, no, I do light fixtures.
Oh, you've just ruined our next two questions. You know what I used to tell people?
What?
That I put the jam in donuts in the factory. That was my job.
Did anybody want to know what you did?
In bars, not on planes.
Oh, okay.
Back then, I didn't really go on planes.
No, you didn't travel much then, did you?
It's a bit of a special on a Tuesday. We normally do this on a Thursday, but we thought, as we've got someone special in the studio,
we've got to do the tracks.
Might be nice.
Yeah, let's get into it. Yeah, and we've got Louis Ramey in the hot seat for the Tracks of My Travels.
Wow, I love that intro.
Yeah, it's
just
lovely,
like I just floated it down on a cloud.
Yeah, that's Christopher Cross for you, I can say. First of all, just tell me a bit about the music that you grew up listening to in Georgia, the kind of style that your mother and father would play in the house.
Well, my dad was a big fan of jazz,
right?
So he played a ton of jazz. My mother was a big fan of Marvin Gaye.
Oh,
in fact,
what a household to grow up in, eh?
Yes. My mother used to actually tell me as a little kid, I didn't understand it when I was a little kid, but she'd say, Marvin Gaye is the one man I'd leave your father for.
Yeah, I get it. I totally get it.
And as I got older, I realized how disgusting that sounded. Like, look at my dad and go, you better hope Marvin Gaye doesn't show up
I think that was one of the first albums I ever bought Marvin Gaye. I was old enough to spend my own money on music.
What's Going On?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a classic album.
First album I bought was Queen.
What was that?
Yes, yes. We Are the Champions. That got me.
Wow.
Immediately.
So, there you are in Georgia, and you buy your first album from a British band. Yeah?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Amazing. Freddie Mercury, though. Bit special.
Do you still have it?
Yes, the 45.
Wow. Do you still play records?
Absolutely.
Have you gone back to playing records?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we have too.
Yeah. We both, I let all my record collection go to a car boot sale. I told my dad to go and sell it all. I said, it's all about CDs now. That's all, you know, how foolish I was. So I've spent this last year and a half getting it all back again.
And rebuying
it all again.
And I have tons of records. I don't like the way they sound, but I look so interesting when people come in and see them.
Yeah, people just want to pick up an album.
People just go, oh, wow, you've got all these albums. Like, yeah.
I think they sound way better. Having on a proper vinyl, don't you?
I love the crackling.
Yeah, me too.
It's part of the experience for me.
A bit of fluff.
No, not me. No.
No.
No. High def. No crackling. Nothing. I just want to hear. I want to feel like I am sitting on the front row of the concert.
The new days.
Yes.
Now, this first song, you sent me through your list of songs earlier on. In fact, yesterday. And I saw song number one and I thought, wow, this is something I've not heard in ages. And I remember growing up hearing it as a lad. What does it mean to you, this tune?
Well, it's one of those songs that my grandparents loved, my parents loved, and as a kid, you'd listen to it being played over and over again, and by the time I was a teen, my sister and I knew every word of it. And it's just one of those songs that it tells a story, and songs don't do that anymore. And it reaches for some emotions that songs don't even go to anymore. It goes to a side of your emotions that no one goes to anymore.
Yeah.
I'm almost scared to hear it, Louis.
Yes, because you haven't heard the song. You don't know the song.
Duncan knows it. I know it. You obviously know
it.
Yes. Is it in your collection still?
Yes. Yes. And it's amazing because I hadn't heard it in about 15 years. And it came on the radio and I immediately went to iTunes and bought it.
Right.
And when I listen to it now, it almost makes me want to cry.
Yeah, and this is from a guy he's called Clarence Carter.
Clarence Carter, yes, who is blind.
Really?
Yes, he was blind when he wrote this song.
Well, let's hear it then. Clarence Carter, first tune on the playlist this afternoon.
Grab some tissue.
It's called Patches.
I was born and raised down in Alabama,
on a farm way back up in the woods. I was so ragged that folks used to call me Patches. Papa used to tease me about it, cause deep down inside he was hurt cause he'd done all he could. My papa was a great old man. I can see him with a shovel in his hand. See, education he never had. He did wonders when the times got bad. The little money from the crops he raised barely paid the bills we made. Oh, life had kicked him down to the ground. When he tried to get up, life would kick him back down. One day, Papa called me to his dying bed. Put his hands on my shoulder, then in tears he said, Patches, I'm depending on you, son, to pull the family through. My son, it's all left up to you. 2 days later, Papa passed away, and I became a man that day. So I told Mama I was gonna quit school, but she said that was Daddy's strictest rule. So every morning before I went to school, I fed the chickens and I chopped wood too. Sometimes I felt that I couldn't go on. I wanted to leave, just run away from home. But I would remember what my daddy said, with tears in his eyes on his dying bed. He said, Patches, I'm depending on you, son. I tried to do my best. It's up to you. Then one day a strong rain came and washed all the crops away. And at the age of 13, I thought I was carrying the weight of the whole world on my shoulders. And you know, Mama knew what I was going through, cause every day I had to work the fields, cause that's the only way we got our meals. See, I was the oldest of the family, and everybody else depended on me. Every night I heard my mama pray, Lord, strength to make another day. Though years have passed and all the kids are grown, they just took Mama to a brand new home. Lord knows, people, I shed in tears, but my daddy's voice kept me through the years, saying, Patches, I'm depending on you, son, to pull the family through. My son, it's all left up to you. Oh, I can still hear Papa's voice say, Patches, depending on your son. I've tried to do my best. It's up to you to do the rest. I can still hear Papa when he said, Patches, I'm depending on your son.
Patches. Oh.
Can't pull myself together after that.
Patches.
I can't believe I never heard that song before. That is absolutely brilliant.
You've never heard? Wow.
Never. Clarence wow. Carter. So that was 1970 that yes. song came out, and they won a Grammy Award for Best R&B Song.
Wow. Wow.
Awesome. How many more songs are there out there that I don't know?
Yeah, there's probably a lot. Lou Rawls. Do you know Lou Rawls?
I know about Lou Rawls. You need him in the toilet, don't
no,
you?
No, Rawls.
Oh.
Rawls.
Oh, no. Bad joke. Sorry,
the great opening song for The Tracks of My Travels. Just give us a little taster as to what your second one might be.
Well, I went to the UK in 1991. To do comedy, and had a fantastic time. And I remember I wanted to bring home some music from the UK, and they had this one artist that was new and taking off, and they were playing some of it on the radio. And when I got back to the US, there was no one knew who it was. So
you invented this person in the US.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Awesome.
You introduced him to the States.
And here's the beauty of it. I at the time when I got back, I said, I'm going to drive cross country. I'm going to drive from one side of the country to the other. 3,000 miles. I get in my car. It's all packed. I'm ready to take off. And I pop in the CD for the song you're about to hear.
Yeah. Yeah.
And my CD player makes this weird noise, and it plays perfectly, but then I realized the ejection thing won't come out. So the CD will not come out. So for 3,000 miles and 5 days, I drove cross country listening to this album.
Are you sure you want to hear it again?
It's been a while. I think I can listen to it now.
We got to say, Shannon has texted in. She says, Patches, exclamation mark. Oh, no, he did not go there. Great song choice. Love that. Thanks, Shannon.
Yeah, we're going to come back and find out exactly what that CD was that got stuck in the CD player in the car when we come back for part two with Lewis Ramey on The Tracks of My Travels.
Top-notch comedian, Louis Ramis. Ramis. Lewis Ramey.
Yeah, that's him.
I think I'm Do-Re-Me.
That's him. I am. Curtis has texted in and said, Patches, I had to pull over to keep from crying, bringing back memories.
I know. It makes me cry sometimes.
I think we could do an album with all the really good songs that everyone else knows that some people might not know.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a great idea.
Yep. Yeah. Is that a good name for it?
I think...
It's a little long.
I think you might know this next one, though. Yeah, Lewis Ramey, I'll get your name right, is the comedian in the hot seat today, talking The Tracks of My Travels. We've already heard Patches, which had a big effect on a lot of our listeners. You got a CD trapped in the CD player in your car, and you were driving across America.
Yes, a 3,000-mile drive, and I was going to turn around and drive the 3,000 miles back, playing the same album over and over again. And the beauty of it is I got home, and I'm never listening to this again.
Yeah.
And I turn on the radio, and they're talking about the hot new artist, and it just starts to take off. And for the next 2 years, they play everywhere.
So you can tell us who it is and what it is now.
It's Seal.
Seal?
Yes. His first album.
Yeah.
Is there one song that stands out?
Killer.
It was a killer of a tune, wasn't it? It was the best. So this was in that car, and do you still love it to this day?
I do. I think the amazing thing was, I think the adverts they had for him, he had his back. They just showed him from the back with the words Seal. So, and I think he had dreadlocks. And at the time, I didn't know what he looked like. And as I drove cross country, I started to think, I go, I don't know if he's white or black. I don't know anything about him. I don't, other than his voice. And so I got home and started doing some research. So first time I saw a picture of him, I go, oh, that Seal? And then he took off. He became everywhere. He did the Batman movie and woof.
Let's have a listen.
I feel like you also invented the voice.
So you
Well, there's our second choice then from the tracks of My Travels. Lewis Ramey there choosing Seal. Good choice. I mean, of all the albums you could have had jammed in your CD player, it's probably one of the best.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Very glad it wasn't a old Lionel Richie.
We've only got time for one more song and a story that goes with it.
Okay, this one's easy. This is the first time I ever sat outside of a stadium for 24 hours for tickets. And I sat in the rain, and I was 18, and lucky enough had to have parents that said, "Okay, you can go to this concert. You can sit out all night." So my dad drops me off. I go inside. I wait all night. I think I get the last 5 tickets, and best concert ever.
Can we guess? Do you know what it is, Duncan?
Earth, Wind & Fire, maybe?
I'm going to guess Nirvana?
No.
Had I gone for Michael Jackson?
Close.
Prince?
Okay. Bingo.
Oh, yay! She got it. Prince, and the song has got to be...
Purple Rain.
I never meant to cause you any pain. Only wanted one time to see you laughing.
I think I'd queue all night to get tickets to go and see Prince stuff.
Best gig I've ever been to.
Yeah.
Lewis Ramey is in the studio with us.
Mm. Best concert I've went to.
Was it really?
Oh my goodness, yes.
Me too.
Yeah. And you have to understand, I was of that age where I saw the movie and then everybody in my high school started wearing purple every day. And yeah.
Amazing.
Whitney Houston, Donna Summers, Ray Charles all have one thing in common, don't they?
Yes.
And it's you.
I've opened for all three, and I was the last opening act for all three.
When you say opened for, what exactly does it mean?
In America, when there's just one main act, they usually throw someone up, a comedian, to do about 15 minutes, and it lets people know I should sit down. We should sit down and stop talking. And then I do my 15 minutes, and then the star walks out.
The audience is all warmed up. They're in a great mood.
Yes,
that's the plan.
Absolutely. Yeah. But what happens is they usually say, and this is the worst, is when they go, ladies and gentlemen, Whitney Houston's special guest. So you hear this, Oh.
And then you stopped getting booked after that for
no. Well, I was in Atlantic City and Whitney Houston got off was doing the show and she walked to start after the intermission and she stops and goes, "Ladies and gentlemen, this is the last day of this tour. My baby's getting out of jail and I'm driving up. I'm getting in a limo going to New Jersey." And picking up my baby. And the crowd booed. Like, oh, we hate him. And she goes, "So I just want to say thank you to everyone." Now, her saying that means that she has just fired me, the band, the makeup artist. Everyone is fired now because she's just stated that she's not going to do the tour. And so she goes, "All right, let's go into the music." And the drummer doesn't do anything. Just like, what? No.
He's out of a job.
We talk about this.
And then she whispers over to them and then they start playing. And apparently what she whispered was, "You don't get paid until I finish the concert." So you can go home with nothing.
Whoa.
Yes.
Lewis, you have been amazing on the Tracks of My Travels.
Thank you.
Really, thank you so much.
I've had a great time.
For coming in.
Got to tell you, it's the first time I've been gutted that it's 4 o'clock.
I know. And you can catch Lewis Ramey live tomorrow night in Abu Dhabi. But here on Thursday night in Dubai at the Grand Millennium Barsha Heights. Then there's two shows on Friday at Jumeirah Golf Estates at 7 o'clock. And then at the Jebel Ali Club at 9 o'clock alongside Adam Rowe and JoJo Sutherland at the Laughter Factory.
Oh, it's a great show. It's an amazing.
I'm going to be there.
Are you going to be there?
Yeah.
Thursday night.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.